RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's the Patio Show here on a football Thursday, September 18th, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show live and local till 3 p.m. Grant and Danny will drive you home here on The Fan. So Dan Quinn spoke to the media yesterday. Today was Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury. Here's what Pete Carroll had to say about Sunday's game, Washington taking on Vegas, and the uncertainty of Jaden Daniels playing and the game. Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Vegas Raiders, said, quote, "Well, we have to prepare for him playing, and the bet is probably that he will," speaking of Jaden Daniels. "They might not practice him until later in the week, but we're going to count him going. We have a lot of background about Marcus on the staff and all that, so we know what his capabilities are, we think. And so we're playing for both guys, but primarily for Jaden Daniels." So Vegas is preparing to take on the Commanders and Jaden Daniels as starting quarterback. Today in Ashburn, Jaden Daniels did not practice. Dan Quinn kind of told the media that he will need to see Jaden Daniels practice and get some live reps with his teammates if he's going to play Sunday. And so all eyes will be on the practice field Friday. Dan Quinn will then speak to the media following Friday's practice. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on and very important for Sunday's Week 3 game, Washington hosting the Vegas Raiders. We go around the National Football League right now. Every show around the country highlights the quarterback. They all go in on the wide receivers, the running backs, the offensive side of the ball. Here on AWOD Radio, we want to highlight those who are getting paid to destroy games, to be game wreckers, and to take down the opposition's starting quarterback here on Sack Mountain. AWOD Radio. So just 2 weeks into the season, it's pretty obvious who the leader is atop of Sack Mountain. It's the guy that got paid to be the team's leader in sacks, and that's Myles Garrett. He stayed in Cleveland despite going around Radio Row telling everyone he enjoyed Cleveland, but he wants to move on to a Super Bowl contender. They paid him to stay there. And 2 weeks into the season, he's got 10 tackles, 3.5 sacks, maybe more impressive, 6 tackles for loss. Myles Garrett leads the NFL in sacks. Number two is Linebacker for the Patriots, Harold Landry III. Carl Granderson is 3 with the New Orleans Saints. He's got 3.5. Brian Burns sitting at 4 with his 3 sacks to start the NFL season. I think it's impressive that Calais Campbell has 2 sacks that puts him in the top 10. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's almost 40 years old. Almost 40 years old playing for the Arizona Cardinals once again. He's just mastered the defensive tackle position. He lives in opposing teams' backfields. Calais Campbell certainly deserves his praise. But we'll start Sack Mountain by highlighting the leader, and that is Myles Garrett.
With the play clock at 1. Jackson, pressure's coming. Wow. And Myles Garrett spins him down.
Harold Landry of the New England Patriots in the top 3, like we mentioned, with 3.5. But the New England Patriots are your NFL sack leaders through 2 games. So although Vrabel's team did not have a good defensive performance week 1, much better in week 2. And this is kind of what we expected from Vrabel's defense. They get after the quarterback. They force you into negative plays that set you back behind the chains. And that's how they get off the field. So Patriots first, Green Bay, not surprising. They are number 2 after their big performance Thursday night against Washington. And it is Rashawn Gary leading the way for them. Devontae Wyatt has 2 sacks as well. And we know Micah Parsons with his 1.5 just completely destroyed the Commanders' game plan. Stubb, who do you think will sit atop Sack Mountain at the end of the season?
I think teams-wise, I think we could really see the Giants make some moves here. Once Abdul Carter kind of gets in and gets comfortable with the team, we already know how good Brian Burns is. I think as a team, I do want to circle the Giants. They looked really good through 2 games.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Packers. That's a good point, though. Giants are in the top 10 with 6. I feel like the Packers defense was slept on. The Packers defense played a big part in why they made the playoffs last season, because they won games without Jordan Love, literally, because of how good that defense was, and they were able to run the football. And then we add Micah Parsons, and it's just like shooting yourself with steroids when you were already one of the strongest guys in the league. Like, they just got an extra jolt there, a big boost from Micah Parsons. So I think the Packers are going to end up leading the NFL in sacks. They'll sit atop of Sack Mountain. Individually, though, I think it will be Myles Garrett. But with New Orleans getting blown out weekly, I mean, Carl Granderson will have an opportunity to keep rushing the passer. And through 2 weeks of the season, he is tied for first with 3.5 sacks.
Jones. Pocket collapsing. He's in trouble trying to twist away. He does from the first, but not from Granderson. Brian Brazee got there first. Jones broke free, but Granderson there to clean it up.
And Granderson will have his eyes peeled on getting after Sam Darnold, who's not too mobile this Sunday when they take on the Seattle Seahawks. You mentioned the New York Giants, and I do love what they've got going on defensively. It's hard to really give them credit when they give up 21 points week 1. All right, they were solid. And then 40 week 2. And they just couldn't get a stop with 30 seconds left to prevent the Cowboys from getting into field goal range. But I do think that defensive line will continue to improve throughout the season. It's like Dexter Lawrence sets the tone as nose tackle, and you kind of have to double him, which leaves Brian Burns one-on-one, or Kayvon Thibodeau one-on-one, or like we mentioned, Abdul Carter one-on-one. But Brian Burns is kind of the guy that strikes the most fear into the opposition. That's why it was so surprising to see Jaden just get around him around the outside. He's in his 5th NFL season now out of Florida State, and he got home, taking down Dak Prescott in week 2.
Out of the gun with Williams. Dak back to throw. Steps up. He is sacked from behind. It's Brian Burns, already his 3rd of the season.
2-0 LA Rams are in the top 5 in sacks, and we have not given their defense enough credit 2 weeks into the season, holding opponents to just 14 points per game. Stubb, that is number 1 in the National Football League. That is your number 1 statistical defense here through 2 weeks. the L.A. Rams.
I mean, who were their opponents, right? It's Cam Ward week two, which he did look good, but it's not the most impressive thing in the world. And was it the Texans week one?
Titans and the Texans.
Yeah.
So they haven't played the greatest opponents, but we thought it was going to be all about their offense this year. Maybe we do need to be paying more attention to Nate Landman, Omar Spietz, Kobe Turner, Puna Ford, and Byron Young, the starting defensive line for the L.A. Rams. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Do you have a bet you'd like to place as we splash a little cash on Thursday night football with Buffalo hosting the Miami Dolphins? I do think there will be points scored, so I'll give out some anytime touchdown bets and dive into that game a little bit later on the show today. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We'll bring on Mark Schofield to go around the National Football League at 2:30. Give you my preview of Thursday night football. Buffalo hosting the Miami Dolphins to kick off week three as we close out the show with game day. But I wanted to get back to the Commanders for a second here, all right, because I need to bring this up for myself, but also for our listeners here that, like myself, are desperate for Jaden Daniels to play. I mean, I've been a fan of this team since I was born. I was a season ticket holder for a big part of my life, and for a lot of my life, this team ruined my Sundays, right? I mean, for a lot of us, it was so frustrating. Quarterback after quarterback, coach after coach. The Dan Snyder era did a lot of damage to all of us Commanders fans, and that's why last year was so relieving. That's why it was such a breath of fresh air and absolutely the best football season of my life. 12 wins and two more in the postseason to advance to the conference championship. This front office has not done me wrong yet. This front office, in my mind, is kind of yet to make a mistake. Oh, but Marshawn Lattimore is awful. You had to trade for him. You were 7-2. Oh, well, some of the second-round picks haven't worked out. It's early. I'm not giving up on Ben Sennett or Luke McCaffrey. In my mind, the front office hasn't done me wrong yet. And here's what I want to say. As much as I want Jaden Daniels to play, this front office believes that Marcus Mariota is the perfect backup to Jaden Daniels. In fact, they have believed Marcus Mariota was the perfect backup to Jaden Daniels for a while now. They brought him in to complement what Jaden Daniels does, to teach the young quarterback, to mentor him, and yeah, step up in a pinch and play effective football for Washington as the team's starting quarterback. They trusted him to mentor a rookie Jaden Daniels. They trusted him to then play when Jaden was hurt last year. They wanted him back desperately this offseason. We've heard the reports. He was offered a starting quarterback job, right? He had an opportunity. He could have gone to Vegas. I think he could have gone to New Orleans as well. He stayed here. They wanted him back. We have to trust this front office. They would all say, Jaden Daniels is a terrific quarterback. He's our franchise leader. But Marcus Mariota is the perfect fit as a backup for this offense. And they would probably also argue that they think they have the best backup quarterback in the National Football League. And so as much as I'm desperate for Jaden to play, we have to believe them. We have to trust in their decision-making and let this play out. All I want to do is win, baby, win, what the owner of the Vegas Raiders used to say, right? Al Davis. I want to win, baby, win Sunday, no matter if it's Jaden or Marcus Mariota. There are 10 2-0 football teams in the NFL. I'm going to rank them right now. Let me get a little NFL music stub. You can tell me whether you agree or disagree. 10 football teams, AWOD's 2-0 power rankings here ahead of week 3. At number 10, it's the Indianapolis Colts. I still don't believe in Indiana Jones. I'm going to need to see him do this for an entire season. It's just, look, he has looked like a veteran quarterback that's fit in this offense and is working with a coach that knows his strengths. Great for you. Great for you, Daniel Jones. I really don't believe that you'll keep this up throughout the entire season. And, all right, you beat Miami and you beat Denver and you probably will beat the Titans this weekend. It might not be until they play at the Chargers or maybe at the Rams that we find out how real Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones is. I'm having them at 10. I have the Bengals at 9, even though I think that they're screwed with Jake Browning, but I have to put them ahead of the Colts because I just love the weapons, right? Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
And Chase Brown, too. It's a really fun team. I think while they're 2-0, let's see what Drake Browning's like. I think putting them in the top 10 isn't ridiculous.
Well, they have to be in the top 10. I'm only ranking 2-0 football
right.
teams.
Oh, right.
At 8, the Arizona Cardinals. Look, Kyler Murray needs to run. They're at their best when Kyler Murray does what Jaden Daniels did as a rookie or what Kyler Murray did as a rookie. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to move the chains with his legs. This is the start that they needed. We'll see if they can continue it this weekend. I mean, this is the Arizona team that the fan base expected, all right? And yeah, we have Marvin Harrison Jr. We got a quarterback who should be able to run the ball as well, and we're going to improve defensively because that's what our head coach is best at. They're going to be at the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to pick the Cardinals to get off to a 3-0 start. That would move them certainly up the 2-0 power rankings here, but I have the Cardinals at 8. Going L.A. Rams next. I'm going Chargers ahead of them. And then we'll get to the teams that I think are legit Super Bowl contenders inside here of the teams that are 2-0. And the Chargers, for me, I need to see it more. And obviously, I can't say that the Chargers are Super Bowl contenders when Herbert's been awful in the past in the playoffs. We've seen him be awesome in the regular season. All right, now you add Armarian and Hampton. All right, maybe they can run the ball in the postseason. But I'm still in a wait-and-see mode for the Chargers. The four teams I absolutely believe in that are 2-0, it's the Bucks, the Eagles, the Packers, and the Buffalo Bills. The Bucks, the Eagles, the Packers, and the Buffalo Bills. And I do think the Eagles look like they've taken a slight step back. I'm going to say Green Bay at 2, Buffalo at number 1. Those are the teams that I think are absolutely Super Bowl contenders at 2-0 and have been the best teams to start this season. The team that I don't believe in at all that's 2-0 that I had here listed at 7 is the San Francisco 49ers. Niners could be 2-0. They could be 4-0. I don't believe they're a team that can win a playoff game this year.
I don't think
they have enough weapons.
With the injuries, with Brock Purdy, who I'm not a huge believer in, even after the Super Bowl run, I'm right there with you there. I don't believe in them as contenders. I do believe in the Rams as Super Bowl contenders, as long as Matthew Stafford is still throwing the ball, though.
Yeah, where did I have the Rams on my list here? I had the Rams
at 5 or 6.
Yeah, at 6.
I'd put them above the Chargers right now just because I've seen them in the postseason, and I've seen them do it, and they add Davante Adams, who is showing up so far.
No, I would have personally the Chargers ahead of them. You're right, Stafford's had the postseason success. I think the Chargers were more impressive 2 weeks into the season. They awesome win against the Chiefs, made Vegas look really bad in week 2. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff, 3-hour pregame, 3-hour postgame. The Commanders' official radio network can be heard in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. We'll go around the NFL with Mark Schofield. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Looking through this Sunday slate, there is like a surprising number of games that are featuring 2-0 teams against 0-2 teams. It's hard for me to determine what the game of the week is, but I do think I'm leaning towards the AWOD Radio Certified Game of the Week being Rams-Eagles from the Link, 1 o'clock on Fox. Joining us right now to go around the National Football League on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Mark Schofield. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? How you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing good. Can you preview this Thursday night game? I mean, Dolphins are the most desperate team in the league to get a win, I feel like, and wacky things always happen on Thursday. But there's an 11.5-point spread in Buffalo's favor for a reason.
There is an 11.5-point spread for a reason. This Miami Dolphins team has not looked good over 2 weeks. And, you know, you might look at their loss in week 1 to Indianapolis and suddenly the Colts are 2-0 and you might think, oh, well, they're on the road. They're playing a team that maybe is a little bit better than we thought they were going to be. But then back in, you know, they come home for week 2 at home against the New England Patriots team that's also 0-1. Against the New England Patriots team that has not won in Miami since 2019, and you lose that game, now you fall to 0-2. You're on a short week. You're going up to Buffalo against a very good football team. There are a number of reasons for this 11.5-point line, and they start with the fact that this Dolphins team is not very good right now. Tua Tagovailoa is not playing well right now. He's near the bottom of the league in a number of statistical categories, whether it's expected points added, whether it's adjusted net yards per attempt. In some of these categories, Adam, he's ahead of only Cam Ward and J.J. McCarthy. That's not a good place for an experienced quarterback to be who is on his second contract. And so this Dolphins team is in trouble. Mike McDaniel is in trouble. Will he get fired if they lose this game? Maybe. We've seen this situation before where you have a primetime island game atmosphere, and if the coach who's already under pressure, that team has a bad effort and gets blown out, that could be very bad for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I mean, everything's enhanced when it's a nationally televised primetime game. We're doing a Odyssey Survivor Pool. The Junkies gave out their pick earlier today. They are going with the Buffalo Bills. I'm just not touching Thursday Night Football. What do you think? I think I'm leaning towards Bucks-Jets, taking the Bucks as my Survivor pick.
Yeah, I understand why you want to shy away from Thursday night, because again, short week, strange things can happen. That Bucs pick is a good one. The only hesitancy I have there is that offensive line is so banged up in Tampa Bay. They just lost another starter. That could be an issue where, you know, they don't really protect Baker Mayfield and strange things happen. I still think it's a pretty good pick. Another one, we just talked about Indianapolis. This Titans team that they're going up against, again, they look to be a year or two away. They made some strides from week one to week two. And if you're going to burn Indianapolis, this might be the week to do it in a survivor pool. So Indianapolis is another team I throw out there.
Must sound like you're a believer in Indiana Jones. Let's get Harrison Ford back in for another sequel. What do you think of this game here that's coming up on Sunday that I will certainly have my eyes on between two 2-0 surprise teams? Arizona Cardinals will be in Santa Clara taking on the 2-0 49ers.
Yeah, this is one that I honestly can't make heads or tails of. Part of it because is Brock Purdy going to go or not? I was sitting in front of the computer this morning, you know, putting together some, you know, previews for this week for SB Nation, and I just ended up shying away from this game. I initially wanted to pick Arizona, but those two wins Arizona has had, you know, a win against New Orleans in week one, a win against Carolina in week two, where even though they're up 27-3, that game came down to the final possession. They gave up 19 unanswered in the fourth quarter to Carolina. I'm a little wary of where Arizona is right now, but they could probably win that game if it's Mac Jones. But if Brock Purdy can go, then I'm really kind of leaning towards San Francisco. It's a fascinating game, but as far as playing this one, I'm probably going to stay away from it, at least right now, until we know a little bit more about Purdy's health.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. The Sunday night football game is intriguing because the Kansas City Chiefs did not expect to start 0-2. I think we did kind of expect the Giants to start 0-2, but not for Russell Wilson to be the NFL's passing leader with 618 yards, three touchdowns, two games into the season. This has high-scoring game written all over it, unless you're expecting all of a sudden the defenses to step up and get some big stops.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be a high-scoring game. You know, Russell Wilson, you know, struggled the week one against Washington, obviously, but really threw the ball well for the most part in Dallas in week two and put up a ton of yards, put that game pretty much in a position where they were going to win it, but then Dallas had that last-second field goal to force overtime. I think both teams are going to have some success offensively. I think Kansas City wins this game. They're very much in a, okay, we have to have this one, because if you fall to 0-2, that's one thing. You know, you could look at, okay, they're playing playoff teams in week one and week two. You know, going down to Brazil for week one, there's some strange things, you know, that you're dealing with, you know, traveling abroad for the first game of the season. But if you go to 0-3, that's a much different story. Now you're potentially three games down in the division, let alone thinking about a, you know, a playoff spot or the number one seed. I think Kansas City wins this game, but I think you're absolutely right. We're going to see some points in this one Sunday night.
Monday night from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland, the Ravens host the Lions. That absolutely could be a Super Bowl preview, and absolutely feels like it's going to be a fantastic battle, a great matchup of coaches, a great matchup of quarterbacks as well. I'll ask you your pick for this game, but you know, we'll start with which team needs this win more?
Honestly, I think Baltimore probably, well, you can make a case for both teams, I don't think about it. You can make a case for Baltimore because they've got a win to keep pace in the AFC, win to keep pace with Buffalo. You know, we expect Buffalo to win tonight against Miami. You can make a case for Detroit because they've got to keep pace with the Green Bay Packers in that division because the Packers look legitimate right now. And from Detroit's perspective, you also want to keep, you know, beating back this idea, this theme that, look, they lost their coordinators, they lost Ben Johnson, they're going to struggle offensively. I'm leaning towards, because of those reasons, Detroit needs this one more. But I think both teams kind of want to win this game, obviously because you want to win a game in the NFL, but for those thematic-type reasons, right? If you're Baltimore, you want to keep pace with Buffalo, you want to show that you can win a game like this. If you're Detroit, you want to keep pace with Green Bay in the division and show that, look, yes, we lost Aaron Glenn, we lost Ben Johnson, but we're still a very good football team with good coaches on both sides of the ball. We can go into Baltimore and win a game like this. Plus, last time these two teams played, Detroit got blown out. Detroit did not look good in that October game back in 23. Now, Mike McDonald was there. He did some things defensively that really flustered Jared Goff. But I think Detroit wants to put that in the past, wants to put a lot of these themes behind them. So I think Detroit needs this one more.
Mark, before we let you go, Washington hosts the Vegas Raiders. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback, but can Washington win with Marcus Mariota against Vegas?
I do think so. I think they can win with Marcus Mariota. And again, we're hearing that Jaden Daniels isn't going to practice today. It seems to be trending towards Marcus Mariota for this weekend. But I think they can still win this game. Look, Raiders got to win in week one, but I think that might tell us more about where New England is than where the Raiders are, because I think the real Raiders team we saw is the one we saw on Monday night that struggled offensively, struggled defensively. I think Washington can win this football game, even if it is Marcus Mariota. The key will be, don't turn the ball over. Don't give them some easy possessions. Don't give them some half fields. Take care of the football if Marcus Mariota is under center. You do that, you're going to win this game.
Always appreciate it, Mark. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks so much, Adam. Enjoy the games this weekend.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live here from River City Roll in Scott's Addition. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're here until 3 p.m. We'll close out the show with Game Day on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We are proud to call this place the home for Football Festival. It is a Football Thursday on AWOD Radio, gearing up for week 3 of the NFL season, starting with the Buffalo Bills against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to give out my best bet and our prediction for this Thursday night football matchup tonight as we close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night with Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
Stubby, are you watching the Orioles still? 3-game win streak heading into a series against the Yankees.
No. If I'm being honest.
You're done?
Yeah. It's football season. There's not. We're not going to make a playoff push. Love them. I mean, if they're on a watch, but it's officially full football here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm still tracking the box score for every Washington Nationals game, who lost again to fall to 62-91 on the season, and a 9-4 loss to the Atlanta Braves. Dylan Cruz did have an RBI single, so did James Wood in the loss. But you know, that other than tracking the box score and seeing what the young guys do at the plate, not watching any of the pitching matchups, not really checking out the game highlights. It is full all things football. I should mention college football games as well here for week four of the college football season. I always like to check out the Thursday night game. It's not a great one tonight. It's from Charlotte, North Carolina. Rice against Charlotte. Does pick up with a couple interesting games, I think, on Friday, like Iowa, Rutgers is a battle inside the Big Ten. You've got Tulsa, Oklahoma State. You know, for the local schools, there's some big games this weekend. We don't need to talk about Virginia Tech and the interim coach getting his first shot to get a win against Wofford. They will get a win against Wofford at home, Lane Stadium, Blacksburg, Virginia, whether he makes any changes or not. So he can get a win under his belt and get some confidence moving into the important part of the season, which is, of course, the ACC schedule. And that's what's so interesting about this situation. Like we talked about with Bill Roth, the Hokies are not a program that fires a coach in the middle of the season. It does not happen in Blacksburg. And Coach Philip Montgomery will now get a chance to rewrite their own history. And I think they will absolutely surprise some people this year because of that inspiration that you can get of knowing, hey, we still got everything in front of us. Our goal of getting to the ACC championship game is absolutely still possible. It will be Wofford this weekend before they start ACC schedule against NC State. But it is, you know, two games that you could absolutely win. I know everybody that's a fan base, part of this fan base is doom and gloom right now. But the Hokies could definitely win three straight with Wofford, NC State, and Wake Forest. That would turn around some frowns into smiles for the Hoos, who do feel like right now that they are going to be the best team in the state of Virginia. They will have a night game at home, Scott Stadium, taking on Stanford. And I need that place to be rocking, and I need the Hoos to get a win, because the Friday after that is maybe even more important game, taking on Florida State at home. It's not very often that they get the night games at Scott Stadium. This is a chance here for the fan base to show up and show out and be heard on national television, ACC Network this week. Next Friday, it's Friday Night Lights on ESPN against a top 10 team in the Florida State Seminoles. But we'll get to tonight's mashup in the NFL as we highlight the biggest game of the week on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
Mike McDaniel spoke to the media, the head coach of the 0-2 Miami Dolphins, and he said, quote, "I'm very understanding that in this business, it's result-based. My job is, the more that other people talk about anything, the less I even hear it. Buffalo, that's what it is. And the Miami Dolphins. He's focused on tonight's matchup against the Bills. It's one of the most dynamic offenses in the league against a team that is just struggling to do anything right offensively and defensively. But in the National Football League, there's a reason there was a movie called Any Given Sunday, and there's a reason that most bettors in Vegas stay away, far away from Thursday night football. That's the matchup tonight, Buffalo against the Miami Dolphins. The line, very much in favor of the Bills, -11.5. I might throw a few shekels on Miami +11.5. I mean, just wacky Thursday night football. I could see them losing this game 26-16. I'd still cover. I can see them getting a late score as they're trying to just build a little bit of momentum in the fourth quarter, as they know they'll return home in a winnable game against the Jets, that they could connect with Tyreek Hill and make it from a 17-point game to a 10-point game. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility that Miami scores late a couple garbage time touchdowns and turns what was maybe a 30-10 game into like a 30-20 game, because they're just scoring in the fourth quarter to give themselves momentum for next week. I'd be surprised if Buffalo's not up by double digits at half, but I kind of like Miami +11.5 here. Thursday night's wacky, and I think they will try to get some garbage time scores to give themselves some confidence moving forward. So you can lock me in on that, Stub.
Okay,
you can lock me in on that.
Dude, Josh Allen just loves to beat up the Dolphins, though. And this
he does.
And this is the worst they've ever looked. I could see like a stupid number happening right now. Like,
yeah,
like,
and then if that happens, Mike McDaniel absolutely might be out of a job by Monday, right?
What was 2 years ago when the Dolphins put up 70 against the Broncos? They might get a little payback for that one here. I think it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I think it will be a decent game. There's just something to how desperate the Miami Dolphins are, and we'll find out how good of a coach McDaniel is, because he's on the hot seat. His team knows that, his players know that, the entire country knows that, and so I think tonight it comes down to, like, do the players want to step up for their coach? Is there anything that they can do to give their team an advantage playing for their coach, right? You should have some extra juice. Or maybe we'll find out that he's already lost the locker room and they get blown out. I'm going to stick with the fact that a desperate team in desperation will be able to keep it a little bit closer. So I'm going to lock that in. Miami +11.5. Part of me is putting a little bit money on it, so I have a reason to watch in the second half. But that's Amazon Prime tonight, the kickoff to week 3, Thursday night football. Any fantasy news here for this game? I have Josh Allen in my league. I'll absolutely be giving him the start tonight. Is there any name that we're sleeping on, maybe in this game or another game for Sunday, that we should try to pick up in any of our leagues?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be on a lot of waivers, but I have Keon Coleman in one of my leagues. Week 1, it was definitely the favorite target to beat the Ravens. But week 2, I mean, Josh Allen didn't really throw that much against the Jets. I do think that Keon Coleman is going to end up as the number one target in Buffalo this year. I think I'd go for him.
At one point, do we pick up Russell Wilson or Trevor Lawrence? The two quarterbacks that have been able to throw the ball over the field 2 weeks into the season. And then for Washington's perspective this weekend, is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, is Bill going to lead this team in carries? Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye will discuss it. They are live and local coming up next here on The Fan. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on the go with the Odyssey app or in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. I'll be back tomorrow from River City Roll for a Football Friday here on The Fan. G&D coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.